So my my journey to Mexico once again will be an eventful one. I cannot go to that country without some travesty happening prior.
What happened now?
We're getting a huge storm.
In Mexico.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting a storm here tomorrow.
Well, the entire East Coast, so getting to Mexico is going to be a little difficult. Holy cow, I got such a story to tell you guys, and this is the one time that I said, you know what, Jess, you figure it out. I don't care. You do it. We're going to talk about that and a lot more on the free-for-all, 888-659-3727. That's 888-659-3727. Or you can Skype us at the GFQ hotline. Coco's here in studio. We got to talk about last Saturday.
Hello.
I don't remember much from it.
I was going to say, how are we going to talk about something that we don't even remember
what
happened?
It's bad. And of course,
it really
Spencer.
Is bad.
Live from Los Angeles. How you doing, Spence?
Hello, everybody. I just pulled a Coco there. Did you see that?
Yeah, you did.
What was that? Oh, on the phone?
Yeah. Oh, man. So, I don't know where to begin. So, I'm leaving.
Because I'm not even sure where. Oh.
My flight leaves Sunday at 5 a.m.
Okay.
From Newark. That was my first mistake.
From Newark?
Newark.
From Newark.
Which is the end of the world. That's where you go.
How long are you going away for? And is the ducking still happening like it was last week? Is bad?
No, it's fine today. Right now.
Okay.
I'm going for 3 days. So, no, 4 days. I'm coming back.
4 days, 3 nights.
Yeah. Yeah,
sorry.
Bad. You got to let him talk because there's so much ducking.
Well, that's the thing, though. If we start talking at the same time,
I know.
Like,
so you shouldn't
talk.
You should just sit there and just.
I should have stayed in Yankees.
Yeah. What'd you say, Spence?
Nothing.
So I'm going for 3 days, 4 nights. And 4 nights, 3 days. We're coming back Wednesday night at like 9 o'clock.
But okay. So you get to spend some time there on your last day.
So I thought this was a good time to do it. And Jess's friends are going. And Jess was talking to her friend, and I kind of wanted to prove her wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "Oh, Angel will never go. He'll never like do it now. Like I need to be strategic on when I go away."
Right.
So she's like, "Oh, he'll never go." I'm like, "Never do what?" She's like, "Go to Cancun again." I'm like, "Book it. Let's go." And she's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah, book it. I don't care. I don't want to know. I'm trusting you with your judgment, and we're gonna figure this out, and we'll go, and we'll have a good time." It's a brand new hotel that's opening up. There was already issues with the hotel, but that's resolved now. So the flight, though, you know, I live by the airport. I don't know if you guys know this. We're very close to LaGuardia and JFK. We're about 20 minutes
right.
from each.
Absolutely.
We picked Newark to fly out of. And it's not a connecting flight.
Why?
It's not a connecting.
Well, that's
was the price, the time, what was it?
The price, and it was the only one that, well, it wasn't even really the price because I shopped around and everything was fine. Mm-hmm. Like, it worked. Like, I found, like, a really good price from JFK.
Okay.
The only problem is it gets in at, like, 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
What's bad about that?
I don't know.
How's that a problem?
I don't know, but the way that they planned it.
Yeah, I just realized something. I'm looking at myself, like, what's different about my lighting?
What do you have on?
Going on. I have everything on. Hold on. Take the
camera.
Yeah,
go ahead. So, we're going to Newark.
All right.
We're taking a car to do two pickups from our house and then the other people's homes.
Oh, you're talking about picking up people?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, six people at 2 a.m., the pickup.
Okay.
And then we got to drive to Newark.
Drive to Newark.
In the middle of a snowstorm.
All right.
Okay.
Lovely.
Middle of a snowstorm. To get to the airport, to be on the 5 o'clock flight, it's an international flight, so you got to be there like an hour and a half early.
Right. You got to do all that stuff. Yeah.
So, hoping there's no cancellation, you know, that's the only other thing. So, now we have to get to Charlotte because it's a connecting flight. We go to Charlotte, and then from Charlotte, we have like 30 minutes to get on the plane, mm-hmm. on the new plane. To go to Cancun.
If there's any issue as far as timing.
Oh, we're done.
You're finished. You don't get that connecting flight.
No, we don't get the connecting
flight. Oh, so there is a connecting flight.
Vacation, okay. Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, when I went to New Orleans last year with my buddy, we booked a flight with connecting flights. The second, on the way back, we had a jet for our second flight. Like, we had a run. And it was the right then we're like, we're never doing a connecting flight ever again.
It's worth paying the extra money to not have to worry about that. I'm a difficult person, right? Like, I'm a very difficult person. So I said, okay, do whatever you want.
Right.
So now Jess is freaking out on her own. You know what I mean? Now she's like,
now the pressure's on her. She has to produce. You put the ball in her court.
Yeah. Because I didn't micromanage it because I always micromanage everything.
If you try to control anything when you're married, you lose. You give all the control to them and let them fuck it up.
No. Well, I never do that. And that's why things work out the way that I want it to work out. I'm able to fix the situation.
We're doing some Vegas thing. I don't know when it is.
I don't either. I let that go too.
I have no clue when or why. The night before, she'll tell me we're going to Vegas.
Yeah, but see, common law is involved in this. And yeah. I know.
It'll get done right.
It'll get done right. Like, I know that it won't get screwed up. You know what I mean? Like,
well, our end won't get screwed up.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Like, I know that the hotel's going to be fine. Everybody will be there.
Yeah.
So we have this whole thing planned. And now, like, Jess is like, oh, crap. Maybe I should have had Andrew, like, super micromanage everything to make sure everything is working out. So now it's going to be a mad scramble in the middle of the snowstorm.
Right.
I actually was thinking about it. Like, last night, I was like, maybe we should just cancel. The only thing that we won't get back is two nights at the hotel. And that's a lot of money. You're talking about $1,400.
But there's no way that they can put that on, like, a... You know, you could use that within a year or something like that.
I don't
know.
I'm sure if you call and you tell them, you know, there's a middle of a snowstorm coming and there's no way I'm making it out there, they'll figure
something
out. Especially
if it's a new property, I'm pretty sure they're going to want to accommodate you the best way they can. Yeah. And in this day and age with Yelp and Twitter, I could almost guarantee, actually, I could probably guarantee that they'll just say, okay, sure. They may not give you a refund, but they'll say you could use the, you know, use it within 1 year.
I can't ever have someone else plan. And Jess didn't plan it either. Just his friends planned it, and we just tagged along. And I didn't think of it because I thought it would make sense. Like, you get on a plane, we live by an airport, and it takes you to the other airport. We don't have to drive and pay, you know, $200 almost to get us to Newark, and then from Newark, fly to Charlotte, and then from Charlotte,
to Cancun. Like, yeah, you're already driving about 2 hours just to get to the airport. And then you're going to have to take two flights to get to your destination and then two flights back.
Like, I'm done.
That's a lot.
Like, yeah. I'm counting down.
Why? Oh, my. But there are flights that are leaving from New York to go to Mexico.
Well, not anymore.
All right. Well, obviously.
It's 2 days to the flight. Like,
lovely.
I looked at it last week, and the prices are sky high.
Yeah, try taking a train instead.
So now it's like, okay, I'm going to stress for the next 2 days.
Until it's time to go.
Until I know that flight isn't canceled or you know, it's not
delayed. Do you have the whole, like, I have frequency of contact issues, as you know, and I can't, like, you're traveling with people.
Yeah.
That to me is, and I did it with you guys, and it ended up fine, but it gave me some anxiety.
You know what's driving me nuts? One of the people is checking in luggage. That's the other part of this.
Yeah, that would fuck me up too.
Is it fucked up that all I could think of is I hope they lose their luggage so I could prove a point on why you never check in luggage?
You're going for 3 days. I don't travel. I haven't traveled as much as you guys, but I already know. If you're taking a 3 day trip, there's no reason to check anything. When I went to DR, I brought a big bag with me with a lot of clothes.
What did you bring? What time was your flight to DR?
Our flight was at like 9 a.m.
Oh, okay, so you missed the whole garbage bag.
You got who wasn't carrying a cardboard box.
Right. Yeah.
He missed
we
that.
We didn't deal with any of that. But what I'm saying is, like, I packed the hell out of this duffel bag that I had, thinking I was going to need, you know, maybe. You know, a nice pair of jeans and a nice pair of shoes and all this stuff. It's like, no, I didn't need any of that.
Nothing.
Because it was
warm. Depends
where
you go. If you're just hanging around the beach and by the beach bars
and in the hotel, can you hear me? Any of the
higher end restaurants, you can basically wear shorts and a t-shirt.
Hey, Spence,
all the time.
Can you hear me right now?
And like a button down.
Can you hear me? Nope. Can you talk?
Yeah. Andrew's just asking you if you were just saying, he was asking if you could hear him, but I guess you can't.
I can't hear a thing.
Oh, crap. Well, hang on. I got to reconnect with him. There's something weird going on with his Skype, and I saw it happening, and it just disappeared, the audio. So let's try to reconnect with him.
Okay.
But, yeah, you brought what? Like one bag?
I brought, yes, and it was a big bag. It was a big duffel bag, and it was packed.
You brought
packed from, to, like, I had like, what I had? I had two pairs of shoes in there. Like, I had water shoes and, like, a nice pair of sneakers. And the sneakers I was wearing. I had like two pairs of jeans and like six t-shirts, one pair of shorts, one pair of like basketball shorts to sleep in, bathing trunks. You know, I brought like the little bag of like the stuff that you could carry on, like shampoo, toothpaste, a toothbrush, you know. And I realized I didn't need all that stuff. It's like all my
you
buddies.
You brought shampoo?
Oh, thanks for allowing me back.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Hello? Hello, hello. 1, 2. Nope, he cannot hear me again.
Check, check, check.
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Barely.
How about me?
You really can't hear me.
Now I can, yeah.
Really?
There you go.
I have no idea what the problem is. I don't know.
You Skype me, you said that I do something with the audio. I did nothing.
Okay. I don't know. But, I'm out of answers. So you brought the... Yeah, see, like...
And I brought all this stuff with me, and I didn't need
any of it. That's an amateur move. You know what I do? I pack nothing.
Of course it's an amateur move, but this is only the third flight I have ever been on in my entire life.
He came off the plane here, like, it was like he's carrying a doctor's bag.
I bring nothing.
Right, yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, my buddies, they all had that little bag with the wheels on it. All of them had that, and I'm lugging around this giant green duffel bag, and I'm like, you know what? Next time... I'm just going to get one of those. I mean, like, I brought all these clothes, and, like, I, you know, I didn't even wear them all the time. So, you know, I don't understand the whole checking of baggage thing. I mean, it's just, if you're going for 3 days, there's really no reason for it. It's ridiculous.
I'm literally, all I'm bringing is, I'm bringing in a couple tank tops, two pairs of swim shorts, one pair of shorts, two jeans. Two button downs.
Fanny pack.
My fanny pack with my pills in them. And that's it. That's all I need. Yeah. Socks.
Dude, last year at this time, I was living in New York for like 5 months. I had a carry on.
Right. There you go.
That was it. I just did my laundry.
Yeah, it's.
And why I bought stuff when I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. So this guy's bringing whatever. It's a connecting flight and you're bringing luggage. It's going to be an issue. I know it. So I'm just thinking of all the travel in my head, you know, like I'm just already fed up with it. Mm-hmm. I went tanning already. I got a tan. I'm done.
Right.
I could just say that I went away.
Yeah.
Nobody will know. I can make up a story next week of how great my trip to Mexico was.
You use pictures from your last vacation.
Yeah.
See, to me, unless it's something that's really important, whether like it's a business trip or you have to do it, I don't want any connecting flights. If it's a hassle to go someplace and you're supposed to be going there for pleasure, then I don't want to go. It's got to be as easy as possible.
I don't know. So this is my this is the dilemma I'm in right now, and I'm miserable at this point. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's a high class problem, dude.
It's a very high class problem. I don't know. So
I don't know either. I mean,
Brian Monroe's sodium issues.
Yeah, he got so mad.
Oh, no. Please.
Brian Monroe. He threatened to block you.
He threatened to block me.
He did.
It's all right. I already...
And then Ron Knights came. A couple jabs in there from Ron Knights. Ron Knights is sticking jabs to me.
The Ron Knight.
Jesus Christ. He's like, I have to defend Brian. Andrew, your lifestyle choices don't seem too healthy. I have 16% body fat. I think I'm making the right decisions in life.
Well, I don't think he means just like your body or like your physical condition.
No, Brian got really, really angry.
Oh, he does. He does.
Spencer, he's going to block me. He actually threatened to block Spence.
Because you, what did you say?
I'm trying to help the poor guy.
Well, I mean... I you know, I sort of came to Spencer's defense. He said, Brian's going to block me. What am I going to do? I said, Spencer, you eat food. You can just look at your own food. That's it. Why do you have to go on computer on the internet to see someone else's food?
I don't know how I would feel about Brian blocking me. It would give me a complex.
That Brian Monroe blocked you? He got so angry. He got so mad. It was the funniest thing. He's like, Spencer, it would be a shame if I had to block you.
Yeah, it was like this weird, like, veiled threat.
Yeah.
Like we're sitting across a conference table.
It'll be a shame if you wake up and your brakes are cut.
Don't talk about my food like that. Yeah. I will kill you.
It's a shame if all of a sudden you're driving on the 405 and you're slamming on the brakes and nothing's happening. Right? You want to comment on my eating habits again? It's like an assassin, this guy.
I was a little nervous.
He's going to murder all of our families.
Hey, Spencer, where are you eating lunch? I know.
But he got so mad at you. Listen, no, why can't I comment? And I do it to bust his balls.
But that's the thing, though. It's like that's what you do on social media. You know how many times I get my balls busted just for posting a selfie of myself? You know how many times?
You know what's funny, though? Even before he threatened to block me, he made that comment. I came in as gracious as I always am, and I said, you know what? I'm just busting. I forget exactly what I said, but something like, I don't want to ruin Brian's good time. So I'm going to stop busting his balls. Something like that. And he's like, yes, that's a good idea, Spencer, because otherwise I'd have to block you.
He said, fuck your couch. That's what he said to you.
Yeah. Like, fuck you, Spencer.
I'm trying to find the thread. Hold on. Now Adam got involved. You take decent pictures of food, which is easily. You need to make a food book. Called I'm Dead, But It Was Tasty. That's what Adam
wrote.
That
was great. That I thought was hilarious.
That's funny.
That when I saw that, I cried. Like I was crying.
I just saw that. That's actually the
really.
Funniest
you didn't
thing
see that?
No.
Yeah, brilliant.
What was the picture that Brian that Spencer Gates started on?
Like, doesn't Ron Knights have like type 2 diabetes or something? And what was he's talking? He talks to me about, or he talks to us about all kinds of health issues he has.
Yeah, dude. You know, I'll be honest with you, man. I mean, you guys know about my health issues, and like, you know, I'll eat the stuff that I shouldn't eat. Like I just had yesterday for the first time those red velvet Oreos. Those are insanely delicious. Like they're like one of the greatest things I've ever eaten.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No,
pictures of eating fried chicken, drinking booze. I basically eat that way maybe twice a week.
Right.
Like I have one or two really, like, you know, insane, just really good meals, comfort food, and that's it. The rest of the week, I eat clean. Now, when I was eating that way every day, if you go back into some of the archives, I'm like a quasi-bloated mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the weight just, you know, just it just piles on, and the bloat from the sodium, and, you know, and I was feeling like crap. I mean, you know, I guess it was Ron who said that, you know, was talking about Andrew's drug use. Yeah, I mean, whatever, you know, it's probably not great. But the truth is, food is a powerful drug.
Right.
It really is. I mean, it's life-changing. There was a, did you guys ever see, what's the name of that movie? Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
Yeah.
No.
Which one's that? I mean, Ron is talking about my finasteride. And he's like, you know, that stuff that you're taking to, and he didn't say to stop your hair loss. He goes to slow it down or something. It was
to hopefully prevent your hair loss.
No, basically, no, hold on. I'm going to find this right now.
Jinxed you.
No, hopefully delay baldness.
Yeah.
Hopefully delay baldness. Such passive aggressiveness.
Well, I mean, you know, you got all these, you got these people who are like doing the whole, well, be happy the way you are. Be
you
happy
blocked,
with what you're
didn't
doing.
You block Brian? He can't see your timeline.
I wasn't going to say, but yeah, I kind of blocked him from my timeline. I know it sounds screwed up, but I mean, and
I think of Brian as a friend, and that would be very hurtful.
Look, in all honesty,
this is what Brian said to you. Ready? Yes, that would be a good idea if you enjoy the pictures. I do not want to have to block you from seeing them. The food is great, just like the view is great from your home that I'm looking into right now. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Through Google Maps.
Yeah. He's going to murder you. It's happening. It's over.
One day you're going to be...
bought kerosene through your Amazon link.
He bought kerosene, yeah.
He's going to be like, how's that bowl of oats? Are those cranberries in there, I see.
You know what he's going to do? When he murders you, he's going to leave like something from Joanne's Cafe. Or like from the counter. He's going to leave like the milkshake he got at the counter right there.
Yeah, he's going to leave a milkshake
That's his calling card.
Parmesan, garlic Parmesan fries.
That's his calling card. That's how he's going to kill
French
all
fries.
Of us.
That's it. It's the Parmesan fries.
I'll put up pictures of food and I'll actually address Brian Monroe when I post the picture.
Right. But then
he's like, I know he's interested in it.
But then when you post food, it becomes like this whole whose food's better argument. You know, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, well, hey, Spencer, that looks great, but it still doesn't beat what I just had at the counter.
You know, people get really weird with that stuff. Like I told you, I have a friend and he said, I don't get the passive aggressiveness.
It's all hipster bullshit. That's
this guy goes, he's like, I found this great place. The steak is unbelievable, but that's not someplace you would eat. And I go, why? He goes, yeah, if you're not spending $75 on a steak, you're not happy. And I go, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, what a weird thing to say to somebody.
I get my steak at the WC Steakhouse. White Castles, yo.
Oh, God. Disaster, that place. Like, what a passive-aggressive thing. Like, you're too good.
This was Brian who said
that? No, not Brian.
Call in. If he's watching, I mean, I know he's in the chat. I would like to talk to him.
Yeah, Brian, call in.
He's angry. I don't want to talk to angry people right
no,
now.
No, you should.
He seems very upset. And basically, I made two posts, and a couple of people, I guess, found them to be funny. At least one guy, Hank, that guy, Hank. Is it Hank?
I don't know.
Someone made a comment. And, I mean, I'm looking at his meal. It's like he basically, his entire day's worth of sodium.
In one meal.
In like just the bacon.
Yeah, and I'm concerned. I'm a little concerned.
What about them taters, man?
Man, those it looks like, good, though.
It
How
does,
good
look
does
good.
It look?
I mean, and it's...
It is good.
It's prepared well. It looks good.
You know, what's really messed up? He posted like something actually pretty healthy. He posted salmon with rice and like a salad on the side.
That's what the guy next to me was eating.
And I'm looking at that and I'm like, ugh, that looks gross compared to everything else.
All right.
Who wants that?
What else did he post recently? It was like apple pie with ice cream or something. Was that him?
Apple pie, and I trolled one too.
Salami sandwich, that's okay. Not crazy about the cheesesteak from Jersey Joe's. I'm just going on his Facebook right now.
I mean,
sliders look really good.
But at the same time, you know, I kind of wonder, do you ever like cook your own food? Like,
I don't cook.
No, I don't mean you. I mean like, yeah, but I mean Jess cooks.
No, we don't. We never. If we cook, we're cooking like vegetables.
Right, but you still cook.
No, well, I can't remember the last time we cooked a meal in this house. We eat out every day.
That's crazy. I mean, I eat out a lot, but like, I don't eat, you know, I don't eat anything that you would even consider looking at, Andrew. But
look at these parm fries. Holy crap.
Sometimes I'll cook for myself.
I'm going to like that. That looks really good. The sliders.
I'm not crazy about the milkshake because I don't like mint. Let's see what else he has here. Mint.
You know what? I actually do. I wait all year round. And it's almost time for the Shamrock Shake to come out.
Ugh, gross.
I've never had a Shamrock Shake. Never.
Dude, you have to.
I have to? Excuse me, Spencer, but don't tell me what I have to and what I don't have to do. I think that's like a big problem with everybody. Everybody's got these, you have to do this type of thing. You know what I mean?
Holy crap, look at this pizza. Pizza studio time. That looks great. You got pancakes.
The Mahi burger, the salad.
Well, you can't just have pancakes. You had to have Nutella in your pancakes. Have you ever tried that?
That's actually delicious.
I make those. Like, I make them for myself. Yeah. Or, you know, I don't have to go out and I'll take a picture of something that I made and be like, hey, look at what I made. This is a picture of Nutella pancakes. You know why they don't look perfect? Because I made them. And you know what? They were delicious.
I'm So we should talk about last week. What happened last week? By the way, 888-659-3727. 888-659-3727, or you can Skype us. Last week, Coco and I went out on Friday.
Saturday. See, that's how bad it was. Like, you don't even remember what day it was.
We got together at like noon, right? Or like 11:30. We went out drinking at like 11:30. Did we eat? What do we eat?
I think you talked me into trying the meatball.
Okay, what did I got a salad.
I think you got a salad.
Okay.
And we got fries, of course.
And then you got fries. And we drank.
We drank a lot.
And we drank. I don't remember a thing from that day. Like, I honestly, I don't remember how I got home. I don't remember what time we left. All I know that at one point we ordered like a white Russian.
Yeah, it was a chocolate martini, I guess, right? Or something like that.
That's getting ugly. You start ordering specialty drinks?
Yeah, I think we ordered it was like a chocolate martini. Yeah, it was a chocolate martini. Because
they were making them for somebody, and I was like, wow, that looks... And at this point, we're already drunk. So I'm just like, wow, that looks good. What is that? Well, that's a chocolate martini. Oh, wow, that looks really good. Andrew's like, we'll order one. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. And he's like, well, we'll both have one. And we're like, okay, and we both had one. And like, I think we ended up having like two of them. I think maybe you couldn't finish yours and I drank it or something like that. And then after did Jess come by? Because I think Jess came by too and we were talking with her, bullshitting with her for a little bit. And
because she drove me home.
Oh, so now you remember how you got home.
I'm assuming she drove me home.
I was texting with a buddy. He's like, yeah, I'm coming up to Bell to grab some Colombian food or whatever. So I was like, all right, yeah, I'll meet you down the block. I'll be right out. You know, I walk out. I don't even remember like leaving. And I don't even remember if you left before me, if we walked out at the same time, if I stayed behind and drank more. But then I met him. And I see this person walk by with a dog, and for some reason, like, I can't help but want to pet, like, every dog who walks by me. And I'm petting the dog. I look up, my buddy's gone. I'm like, where the hell did he go? I cross the street, he's not there. I look back across the street, he's already sitting in the restaurant ready to eat. So I get in there, and I'm talking with him.
What restaurant is
this? I forgot the name of it. It's El Pollo something.
Oh, okay. The Colombian place.
Yeah.
Was it good?
I didn't eat. But, I'm sitting there talking with him, and he's like, dude, calm down. Like, I think I was, like, cursing up a storm as I'm talking to him. Like, and without even realizing it, there's a guy behind me with his daughter who's, like, 5 or 6 years old. I'm like, oh, shit. Excuse me. Like, I was like, oh, my God, I got to get out of here. And
I'm not the only one that tells
you
this.
I was talking to him the way I'm talking right now. Like, not too loud, but I guess I was cursing, and, you know, I felt bad. And when we left, I don't even remember walking home, though. I know I walked with him, and I know we were talking on the way home, I guess, maybe, but all I remember is I went to sleep, and I woke up in the middle of, like, an argument. Like, I fell asleep
with
in my parents' house. No, like, my parents were in the middle of an argument about something, and my sister wakes me up. I get up. I start arguing, and I don't know what happened. You know, I don't remember what happened. I got this big, my hand is swollen.
Yeah, it looks awful.
This side of my right hand.
It looks like you consumed a lot of sodium.
I don't know what happened, but it's killing me. Like, it was a lot worse over the week. I don't know if you could see, like, the difference between my hands, like, how swollen this is.
Like, when you were a kid, were you, like, a wall puncher type of guy?
Like, you have gout.
You know what? Like, sometime in, like, 2003.
You discovered wall punching?
Yes, I did. Because, like, I was working at CVS, and there was...
You were an adult.
How? Yeah, I was like 23 years old.
And you were punching walls?
I was working with this
guy. On a regular basis?
No, not on a regular basis. I was working at CVS, and I was working with this other manager.
The first time,
like,
you punched the wall, you were 23
years old.
No,
it wasn't the first time I punched anything. Actually, no. I think it was the first time I punched a wall that, like, hurt me really hard.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, look, this guy I was working with, he was a big prick. Everybody knew he was a prick. And he was, like, doing, like, dumb jerk prick things, and I got so angry, like, I wanted to hit him. Like, I really wanted to hit him, because, like,
just
he was
hit him.
I didn't want to at the time. I didn't want to lose my job, you know what I mean? I was an overnight supervisor at freaking CVS, you know, and I didn't want to hurt him. I wanted to hurt him, like, I really wanted to hurt him, but, like, I didn't want to hurt him, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to do anything that would jeopardize my job, that would put me in jail, especially with a precinct a block away. So I punched the wall, and I really screwed up my hand.
Did you break, like, the wall?
There was a big...
There was a hole in the wall.
Yeah, there was a hole in the wall.
Did you cover it up with, like, a no-smoking sign?
No, I spit on it, and I said, that's you. That's you, buddy. No, I'm kidding.
that's psychotic.
No. I punched the wall, and I was like, man. And it hurt for, like, a week.
Jesus Christ.
And, like, you know, I had friends who were friends with doctors, and we were out, like, partying, whatever, and she's like... Like, she saw me looking at my hand, and it wasn't her at the time. She's like, what's wrong? I was like, oh, there's something wrong with my hand. She's like, yeah, you broke your bone, and it, like, healed that way. I mean, you can have it fixed, but, you know, we'd have to break it again.
I'm so dumb.
Right now.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember anything we discussed on Saturday.
That's what I'm saying, though. I don't remember, like, what I hit with my hand that it's like.
Was there anybody else there with us?
All I remember was Jess was there.
She came later, probably to pick me up because I was too drunk.
Was Dave there? Did he show up at some point?
I don't know.
Or was that the week before?
I was.
That's how bad it is. I know that dude was there, the one who was there with that really annoying older lady the last time. I know you know the dude there. Yeah, whatever. See, it's so hazy. It's all hazy. I don't really drink wine.
Yesterday got weird too.
Yeah.
I had a meeting. I went out for a meeting, and then I came back, and I went for another one, and I was, like, back and forth, and at some point, I ended up meeting Jess at press, and we're doing Jameson shots, like, everybody's doing shots, and it's, like, nonstop, and I don't remember anything from it. Like, I've been piecing it together today.
It's crazy, dude.
I'm still thinking about the fact that Coco was an overnight supervisor at CVS. That sounds like one of the most depressing jobs.
You have no idea. I mean, look, I punched a freaking wall because one dude was pissing me off. And it wasn't just the guy. It was like...
Were you his boss?
No, we were both on the same level. He was just doing it longer than I was.
He was harassing you.
Because he was like one of those guys who was like, you have to do this. I have to leave at this time. And I always ended up having to stay... like an hour late because of him.
Because he would leave on time.
No, I did get paid for that hour, but I just wanted to go home. You know what I mean?
But he gave you an extra hour of work. He's a good guy.
No, he was a jerk.
He was another jerk.
He was a slob. He was a pig. You know?
You hold such grudges with people.
No, I don't have a grudge for him now. I'm just thinking about like how I felt back then. And like, you know, I hope he's not alive anymore. That's all.
I want to like, what kind of shit did you see at a 24-hour CVS? What kind of shit must have gone down?
Yeah. You know, George Romero had it right, man. Like, if you've seen The Dawn of the Dead, you know, the whole idea of that movie was the fact that the one thing that all these people remembered was shopping. And it was like a big, a big message about, like, consumerism at the time. And it's still now. Yeah. But the way these people, like, I remember I was fixing an aisle one night, and just, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:15. And I just, like, I turned to my left and I just see this woman walking past the aisle like this, like.
Just staring into the abyss.
And I jumped. I was like, oh my God. Like, it scared the hell out of me. And at that moment I was like, oh my God, it's real. Like, that's what. That's what he was talking about, because that's what they are, just mindless zombies. And it scared them. I mean, there would be nights where we would have deliveries and stuff like that. And I would go nuts sometimes, man. I would just like be in my aisle screaming, like just screaming Slayer lyrics and like scaring the hell out of people.
Yeah, but that's not a normal thing either to do.
It's not, but I mean, it's in the middle of the night, and it's like I hated working there. And like the only thing that was cool about it were some of the people. Like some of the people you work with
What kind of cool people are you working with just on an overnight shift at CVS?
People you could bullshit with.
People
that you can like take your lunch break with for an hour and go like smoke at their house and then come back high.
Slime people.
You know that, like, you're 23 years old. You got to know that or sense that you made a mistake at that point. Like something didn't go well at that point.
Well, look, you know, it's like working for places like that, it's never a good thing to like try to make it a long term goal to become like anything big in that company because it consumes
you. What type of you do when you're like 15?
Right. I mean, look,
you start there when you're 15 and then you get promoted when you're like 20 and you're like, oh, okay, maybe I'm onto something here.
Start working there. You're 15 years old and then you go to college and then you go out and you get a job.
Look, I was never, I hated school. Like, I never wanted to be in school. I hated it. You know, I wish I could have stayed like, you know, when I went to public school, when I found out how to, like, just leave, I would.
Right.
You know, and, you know, from that point on, I was just taking on shitty jobs all the time, you know. Plus, at the same time, I was trying to make my band happen. So, like, I didn't want to be in anything that I can't just walk away from if I hit the big time, you know. So,
like you wouldn't go down to Wall Street and try to become a broker.
No.
I would love him to go down to Wall Street and become a broker.
So,
But, yeah, but you know, I mean, you could do that as a high school dropout. You can go in there.
Oh, I understand that. I mean,
intern. And if someone sees that you have some potential, they'll help you get your Series 7, and you're off to the races.
Right. No, I get that completely. It's just I ain't about that life, Spence.
What, going to an office and making hundreds of thousands of dollars?
No. Making a living and becoming a millionaire.
I mean, millionaire.
Hey, look, of course I would love to be a millionaire. Of course I would love to, you know, I don't know. I mean, like, part of me is like, well, dude, you know, I'm not the type to wear suits every day, but, like, maybe I could be. I mean, I think I'd look good in a suit every day.
You know what I say to those people? F you. For enough money, I'll put on a fucking robot suit and I'll do the robot in the street and hand out flyers. I don't give a shit.
Dude, you put on blue underwear for no money. I mean, come on.
I'll do whatever you want me to do to fucking robot. I'll do the robot for you. Give me enough money.
No, I mean, look, I
at a conference, they could have used you there.
I would have done great. I would have come out and I could have shot out like confetti. You know what I could have done? You know the t-shirt cannons?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would have done the t-shirt cannons.
That would have been awesome.
I mean, I don't understand that. Like, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, no, I can't do that. That's not me. That's not for me. No, it is for you if there's enough money in it. Well, I don't care what every street artist says.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hear you, man. I get it. Of course, I would love to line my pockets with, you know, thousands of dollars and millions of dollars, whatever.
You got your shit together, and now you have a job where you're secure.
Right.
And you know you're always going to keep your head above water, which is, that's not a bad feeling. I mean, that's a good place to be.
But I mean, you know, doing what I do at times, it does weigh on you, man. Not just physically, but like it kind of weighs on your soul sometimes, you know, like just on your mind. Because, you know, when you're out there in like weather like this and you got to be out there working, you got to like clean snow out of certain areas and then do your job.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you realize that you put yourself in that situation. It's like, yeah, you're in a good position, but you're kind of in a fucked up situation.
But you chose that.
No, well, sort of. Well, yeah, I mean,
we all choose it. We all choose wherever we are in life. We choose where we are.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you guys a story. I just bailed my cousin, a 43-year-old Jewish man, out of jail.
Wait a minute. For what?
Right. He had to throw in 43-year-old Jewish.
Well, that's why I'm asking for what.
Well, let's put it this way. Even if a Jewish guy is on drugs or an alcoholic, at minimum, he's an internist.
He's still a lawyer.
He's still a lawyer or a doctor. That's just the way that it works. This poor guy has just been lost his entire life. And let me tell you something. This guy was born with everything. Guy looked... and he still does. I mean, even his mugshot is like, he looks like a model. You know, I mean, the guy is just unbelievable looking. Really smart when we were kids. And he was a really good athlete. I mean, he had everything, man, except he was born, in my view, to the wrong mother. And my aunt, who is, she's not a terrible person by any means. You know, she just was, you know, she's just off the wall. So he really had a difficult time. But, you know, I look at this guy and, you know, he's got a kid and he's really struggling in life. And who the hell is ringing my doorbell?
Delivery.
Ring my bell. She ordered something else.
Something else is coming now.
Oh, hey, that doorbell rings.
It's like my house. It's
coming. So anyway, good kid, whatever it is. But, you know, he got involved with the wrong shit. He didn't finish school, from what I understand. You know, he kind of moved down to Florida. And, like, just all hell broke loose. He has a 14-year-old kid. And, you know, he calls me up for a loan. And I'm like, you know what, dude, I'm not going to give you a loan. I will give you a one-time gift. And it was a significant amount of money. And just before I could wire him this gift, I get a call from his common law wife saying that he's in jail and needs to be bailed out.
Jesus. Why are you the call?
What do you think? Who else? Everyone else is, you know, I mean, he's really the only family that I have left on my mother's side. And basically all my family's dead. So he's really the only family. And when we were little kids, you know, I mean, there's like a 6-year gap. So he's kind of like my little brother. And, you know, but now he's a 43-year-old man.
Jeez. That's an old guy. And
he's an old dude.
And if you don't have your shit together by 43, it's over. There's no turning it around.
Saying is these are all choice. Well, I mean, you still can. But I mean, these are all choices people make in life. Now, you decided, Coco, to at a certain point in your life to say, screw it, I got to figure something out where I'm taken care of. Mm-hmm. I have a good living. You bought yourself an apartment. You know, you're doing the right things now. Right. And so you're set, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, but you're still in a position where you're thinking sometimes, what did I do?
Of course. I mean, as I think like anybody would sometimes, you know, I mean, it's not that I hate my job. I love my job. You know, I'm
in the hair business, so I know. I think about that all.
But like I said, when you're out there in this cold weather, you know, when it's snowing, or sometimes if you have to be out there in the rain, you know, in the dead of winter, in the dead of summer, at all, you know, all weather conditions, it weighs on you. You know, like sometimes that's why, like a lot of times recently, I haven't been taking like the overtime.
Why don't you look for another job?
I don't want to look for another job. I like where I'm at, and I also like. The department I'm in because of like the flexibility of it, you know, because like I could tell my supervisor.
Hold on. What is that, Spence?
If you slipped on something and like, you know, took a nosedive, mm-hmm. I mean, wouldn't you get like disability?
Brian Monroe's there.
Of course.
Brian.
Hold on.
Just scream. Just scream if it's him. Listen, I chose my life. And right. By choosing my life, I chose not to work.
Exactly. And I made the right choice.
I made up my own job. I made this
up. Well,
that's
what I'm saying. You know, I'm trying to get my studio together to start my own talk show, possibly on the GFQ network. If not, you know, anyway. But in all honesty, if I know I've said like in the past, like I wouldn't want to make a living off of this because like it's not secure. No, but I would love to, man.
See, now it's turning around.
Well, because, you know. I mean, look, I would still
should have taken that offer I gave you.
I would still keep my job because I could do this at night, but I wouldn't take overtime anymore.
Listen,
I'll work a straight 40 and become rich off of this.
I get it. I get working off the land and I get, you know, doing hard labor like that. But if I had to do it, I could do it. But I choose not to.
Right. Of course. I hear you.
I also choose not to go to an office. I choose not to do a lot of things. Except going on a wacky trip to Mexico with 10 connecting flights. that I chose. I made the right choice there, obviously, in my life. 888-659-3727. That's 888-659-3727. We're going to go to 9:30 today.
Why is that?
I'm tired. I don't want to do these 10 o'clocks anymore. If I feel like I'll do it. But I don't feel like doing it.
Well, I mean, you're going away to Mexico. On Sunday, is that like your Valentine's Day gift? Or
we don't do Valentine's Day.
You don't?
No, we think it's silly.
So tomorrow you're not celebrating anything with Jess?
No, we're probably just going to do whatever we do, you know.
Normally.
We'll go out to eat something for lunch. We got a bottle of wine. Drink it. I'll pack. I'll constantly say, I think I forgot something. And that's it.
Well... Okay.
Like, was it what? I had the gate open. I think it was a bunch of kids.
No.
Yeah.
Just ringing the doorbell.
Yeah, because we got the creepy house. We keep all the lights out, out in the front because I'm cheap.
You got the murder house.
And we had the gate open.
Ooh. So they were just coming up and ringing the bell. Uh-oh. Hmm. Did you get the shirt, Spence? I sent you a shirt.
I did. First of all, I want to thank you. And let me ask you a question. Is that a children's size large?
No, that's an adult size large.
Because I did try it on.
It does not fit you.
Yvette's like, did he buy that for me?
It doesn't fit you. You're kidding me.
Hold on. I can't believe someone's ringing the doorbell again. I'm gonna catch this.
Go catch him.
I didn't hear the bell this time, though.
I heard it.
Did you?
Yeah, gated out. Jesus Christ. What the hell's going on in that crazy gated community?
What's going on over there?
We don't have that here. We'll stab you if you do that.
Yeah, true. I got my knife ready. I sharpened it.
I chased a kid down the block a couple days ago. Just for the fuck of it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like you just ran out of your house?
I just started running.
Come back here!
I was with my brother. We were a little drunk. I just saw a kid. And I'm like, watch what I'm going to do. And I go, and he freaking bolted.
Wow, man.
It was fun.
It sounds like fun.
Terrified him. No, we're not going to do anything
tomorrow.
So
you guys don't do anything for Valentine's Day?
No, we never do it on the day of. We're going to go out to, but we always go out to dinner. Like, there's nothing planned differently.
Right. It's like we were going to go out to dinner anyway. It just happens to be on St. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so we're going away, so it doesn't matter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to go do that.
And Spencer's going to chase kids down the street.
Down the street,
ringing his doorbell.
Yeah. I don't get the whole Valentine's Day thing, man. It's like, it's amateur hour. It's totally amateur hour.
And that's the thing, though. It's like, you know, it's got a lot of people who aren't with somebody thinking like, oh, you know, here's another Valentine's Day.
Nobody cares about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like now like 50 Shades of Grey comes out on Valentine's Day.
Can I talk about this?
So couples are supposed to like get together
and watch that awful film.
Yeah.
Let me just say. Just like, this is the silliest thing. I'm seeing women so excited to go watch this. By the way, it's a porn.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Do you know what the concept is?
Yeah, it's BDSM, basically, isn't it?
This guy's like into like bondage.
Right.
And he finds this girl.
Who wants
her to sign a contract to become his like sex slave.
Right.
Talking about the 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Because tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
This is the most ridiculous thing that is happening in our world today. You know how many sad sacks are being dragged by their ears to like the Hustler store here in Los Angeles to pick up the 50 Shades of Grey handcuffs, trying to save their dying marriage?
Their sad marriage.
I've actually seen guys reading the book because their wives read it and they wanted them to read it.
So it is essentially all it is. It started out, do you know the whole, it was fan fiction. It was Twilight fan fiction.
That's what I was going to say. That's how people are with the Twilight.
That's how it started out. Now. And now this woman wrote this awful book, just picked it up.
Right.
She thought it was the most ridiculous thing.
Okay.
Like someone recommended, like, oh, you should read this. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And she read it, she's like, it's just a smut book. Like right. there's nothing, it's not even written well. Like there's nothing that good with it.
That's what I love about this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people will buy into any shit.
But let me just tell you this. That's the reason songs like Gangnam Style and What Does the Fox Say becomes popular, because people are freaking stupid. They eat into that shit.
I love that. If you understand how this world works, then
exactly. That's why songs like I'm in Love with the Coco is a big hit too.
Yeah.
You know,
I got
seriously though, these songs are ridiculous. This book is ridiculous. This movie is going to be just as ridiculous.
But
people eat that shit up.
So here's something amazing. Okay,
we love stupid
guys,
shit.
Guys, like if guys wanted to go see this movie,
mm-hmm.
they're disgusting. They're pigs. it's everything that's against feminism. It's degrading True. Women. You want to make a woman your sex slave? Mm-hmm. Magic Mike comes out. All these dried up cackling broads they're running to go see right. Magic Mike. They're running to go see 50 Shades of Grey.
I went to this movie the other day with Jennifer Lopez, and she was involved, and I forget the name of it. She gets involved with like her
The Boy Next Door?
Yeah, The Boy Next Door.
That's the name of it, The Boy Next Door.
That's what it is. So there's these two broads. They had to be, I don't know. Everyone looks older to me, but maybe they're 45, maybe they're 50. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And this kid comes on screen. He's like a young 20-year-old kid, nice looking kid, you know, but I mean, they lost it. They were like, oh my God. And they're sitting right next to me. I'm like, are you serious? You're like old women that you could be their mother. And that's how some of these chicks are. It's actually very sad and depressing.
It really is depressing, and they're desperate. I'm seeing it on my Facebook, all these 31-year-old women that are desperate, that they're single at 31, they haven't been in a relationship for a while.
I don't think they're that desperate, because I probably messaged them on Match.com and they're not that desperate, trust
they're
me.
They're all going crazy. They're all planning parties to go see 50 Shades of Grey. They're like, oh, I'm buying the tickets in bulk. I'm buying 20 tickets. Whoever wants it, I'm putting together a group. So it's going to be a group of 31-year-old women that are not good enough to be with anybody going to go see this porn flick. And I guarantee if it was men going to see a similar type of film.
Yeah, like Showgirls.
Showgirls. they'd be called assholes.
Yeah. Like, they're renting out the theater for that one. It's like, all right, girls,
I can't believe it.
I got the theater. Everybody put your money in.
Seems a little different. Just seems a little bit more desperate. You know what's funny? Do you ever see those porn movies? Like, there's guys, like, there's male stripper parties.
Yeah.
And he's
the party buses.
No, not the buses. It's like, I figure out what
they're actually, you know, they're going down on these strippers. Yeah. These are real parties, like bachelorette parties.
And they bang the dudes, too.
Yeah, but I mean, they're actually, you know, they're sucking these guys, you know, off. I mean, it's unbelievable.
But it's okay. It was a bachelorette party. Come on, we're just having fun. The girls are having fun.
It's right, exactly. Exactly. And like, I've seen these. I watch these. I'm like, oh, my God.
What would you say if your husband went to a strip club and finger-banged some prostitute?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing about, you know, and that's what women don't understand. When I was younger, I worked in a well-known club in New York, and I told you the story, Andrew. And I can tell you this, that women who go to certain clubs they're effing animals.
Yeah.
You go to a strip club for, you know, like a regular strip club. Yeah, you know, there's lap dancing. Maybe if you go to, like, you know, certain types of places, there's going to be some extras. But for the most part, guys are pretty much like gentlemen, you know, and really the woman controls the situation. In male strip clubs, forget about it. Women they go out of their mind.
50 Shades of Grey.
It's become such, as my father would say, hooers.
You know? Yeah, pigs.
Pigs, I'm telling you.
Hello, piggy.
So someone wrote, I went on a first date to see 50 Shades of Grey, and it actually wasn't horrible. Oh, God.
This guy, he has to be a woman. Whoever is.
This has to be a woman. No, Nate Jones. It's a guy. It's a guy.
Well, I mean,
maybe he got a little play that night because she was all horned up from watching the
That's
movie.
Probably what it was. Yeah. I'm just trying to understand, like, how are they? I don't understand how they're going to make this into like a 2-hour film.
Let me tell you, if Common Law asked me to go, I'm going straight to the DR. I just thought
rock on, bro.
It's over.
I'm going with you.
Yeah, dude.
No connecting flights. Just straight there.
Whatever. We go straight there. We meet up. We get like a nice place for like $100 a month.
Yeah.
Oh, you know? This is great. This guy, you know what? Talk about YouTube videos. Ready? The YouTube comment. This guy goes.
Talking about DR.
When people hear about this in real life or in the news, they're horrified. But they'll flock to see it in the movie theater as entertainment.
Yeah.
And to release this on Valentine's Day, what a slap in the face for real romance and genuine love.
Right.
I'm not judging. I think all this stuff is great. I think Kim Kardashian, the fact that she's made so many tens of millions of dollars. Yep. This is the best country in the world.
She has her own, like, iPhone game.
It's a country full of suckers.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
P.T. Barnum is right. There's a sucker born every minute.
Yeah.
That's just the way that it is. And you know what? I mean, listen, I don't have to partake in that stuff, but I can, you know, I find it fascinating to see who does and who falls for all this shit.
Mm-hmm. For like what shit? For what?
To go to Valentine's Day tomorrow. There's a premium. Restaurants charge a premium for Valentine's Day.
Oh, absolutely. They'll even have like fixed menus. Like you can't even get what they normally serve.
We have never gone out on Valentine's Day.
What about you, Spencer? Do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
I celebrate Valentine's Day every day, dude.
That's lovely. See, that's real. No, it's not like you need, you know, a specific holiday.
I've told you never do that on the radio when you get tongue-tied. It's awful. Don't ever do that.
Sorry, Pop.
You're welcome.
Anyway.
Every day. I celebrated Valentine's Day this morning. I celebrate every day.
See, I mean.
No, but really, I mean, listen, I obviously, you know. It's Valentine's Day. You know, you want to do something nice for the person you're with, but it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. We both understand that. You know, we've been together for, it's going on 16 years.
Yeah, you know? I'm
going to throw the box of chocolate in the bedroom. Enjoy.
Look at this comment. Right. Ready for this? Keep the entire plot the same, except have Christian be an overweight truck driver, which is like the main character. Then Anna, which is the girl, would have been on the phone with the cops in 2 seconds. And every woman who's a fan of this would say, ew, what a creepy guy.
Yeah, right. There you go, man.
But Gray has money and he's handsome. So it could be. So so he can be emotionally and physically abusive all he wants.
Right.
The guy's in shape, you know, together, young billionaire. Billionaire. That's the storyline.
That's the storyline. And he is all fucked up sexually.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, come on. I mean, look at the way guys look at the, like, the whole thing that happens with, like, female teachers and their young students. How many guys, like, turn around and be like, damn, I wish I had her as a teacher when I was a kid. Because, like, nine times out of ten, they're hot.
But you girls know what I mean? Do that. A lot of girls do that, too.
What?
I know a lot of women that used to say that about teachers. There was one teacher in high school. This guy looked like Denzel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was banging all the girls.
Right, but
all of them.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, though. It's like,
if it's the other way around, the woman gets a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Right. But what I'm saying is like how guys look at it. It's like if it was like a you know, fat, hairy.
He took advantage of her. He took advantage of her.
It's like,
and
it's a
thing.
Different story. You'd be like, oh, man, she should go to jail. But when it's a hot one, it's like, oh, man, why'd that kid even tell anybody, you know?
I love these comments. This is Mets 23 Forever on YouTube. Why pay money to see this when I could spend money on Backdoor Sluts 9 and a subscription to Bang Bang Bros? God, this movie looks so bad.
But see, like, you know, I don't have anybody on Valentine's Day. You know, I don't have anybody to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Why do
every
you need
day
to
with.
Celebrate Valentine's Day?
I'm not saying I have to. I mean, like, look, in all honesty, like, going to DR changed my whole, like, life. And it's like, I don't really care anymore. Like, it doesn't even bother me.
I don't even want to know the details, but I could tell you had an awesome time. And I think that, you know what? You only live once, dude.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
As long as it doesn't kill you, who cares?
Dude, even if it does, like, I know I could die happy now.
You know what I feel bad for tomorrow? The people that I feel genuinely awful for? The guy that took his wife to go see this, okay? Oh, yeah. And then they come home, and he wants to get laid, and she's like, oh, no, not tonight. I'm tired. He goes right to bed. That guy should hang himself. Like, if that's what your life has become, just end it all for everybody.
Dude, you know what's funny? Like, thinking about, like, you know what we haven't mentioned? As far as, like, Valentine's Day and being with somebody, you know who actually was trying to play Cupid for me?
Who?
You know who.
I don't want to get into it.
You don't want
to
get into it?
No, I don't want to get into
it. Why not?
I'm not getting into it right now.
Ron, isn't it?
I'm not getting into it.
What did he say?
I'm not getting... Ron Nice is playing Cupid. I'm not going into it right now. For many reasons.
Okay. My bad. I thought we were going to get into it, but forget it.
I'm not getting into it.
All right.
Listen, tomorrow, it's a total waste of time if you're going out.
Cupid.
What?
Chauncey.
I don't want to talk about it. I really don't.
Okay. Not bad for bringing it up. Probably should have discussed that with you sooner.
You probably should have.
I thought Creed. Since last week we spoke about it, it was going to come up. But all right.
I don't want to go into it.
Open in the show, and now everyone is curious.
Nope. Then they will be curious.
You remember G.I. Joe's? Weren't they awesome?
No, but tomorrow, like, all these restaurants are going to be filled with like these guys that are like dragging their feet. They're paying twice the amount for everything. And for what?
These guys are dead in the eyes, man. These guys, it's all a bunch of guys who just wave the fucking white flag. And that's it.
Listen, I get it. Like, you do it sometimes. You're like, oh, let's go out. You know, it's Valentine's Day. But, like, it becomes a big deal. Like, I was at CVS today to get my finasteride because I was running out.
Good for you.
And I'm watching. Thank you. And I'm watching, like, these guys, like, getting the candy and the cards, and they're reading the cards, and they're freaking out. Like, all these guys are, like, in their khakis and polo shirts. Just middle-aged misery. That's what I call it. Running in there and getting everything.
They get the card for their wife, and then they have to get the card for the mother-in-law, too, because you can't forget the mother-in-law.
Do you have to do that? I've never done that.
Yeah, you're supposed to. And then you get cards for the kids.
Why?
Whole thing. That's what happens when you're an adult.
The whole point of that day is to bang. That's what the whole day is. You're getting laid.
Yeah, but see, like,
this is the one day out of the year for many of these
guys.
Yeah,
but see, like, I saw, like, a bunch of moms yesterday looking through, like, the whole box. Like, they had, like, a box of, like, all the kids' cards and all that stuff, like, going through them, the ones that are on sale because, you know, they're almost out and stuff like that. Because, like, kids have to give out those Valentine's Day cards.
I never
gave
it out.
It really sucked if you didn't get one.
I never gave it out.
Especially when there was someone who gives one to everybody but you. That probably never happened to you, but.
There was a girl. There was a girl named Stephanie in my first grade class.
As soon as Andrew shaved, was allowed to shave that unibrow, he got all the balance.
That was it. And that's what happened with my.
That was over. If you ever have a kid, Andrew, please, please don't do that to your kid.
I'm plugging that immediately.
Plucked immediately.
No, he's like getting like the whole electrical hair removal, the laser hair removal at like an.
You don't have to do a permanent thing. You can have it removed. You know, I mean, he'll get used to waxing. Just get it done. One and done. Or bring him to the Indian lady with the string.
There you go.
The Indian lady with the string, he's good.
Yeah.
Ryan Ice wants to know why we called him Cupid. We made a joke that you were setting Coco up with someone. I just don't understand it. I really don't, and it's sad. Maybe it's sad that I don't understand. You want to hear a Valentine's Day story? This girl named Stephanie liked me in first grade. I thought she was gross.
All right.
She was gross, and she's gross as an adult, too. She looks like Sloth from the Goonies.
Meanwhile, she watches.
Remember the Goonies?
Yeah. She gave me a Valentine's Day card with Bugs Bunny on it.
All right.
And it said, like, be my Valentine. And I took it and I threw it on the floor. And the girl cried. She started crying.
Thing, dude.
She started crying.
From the beginning, you were cruel.
She looked like Sloth. I'm not even, like, she honestly looked like Sloth.
Oh, man.
Would you want Sloth to be your Valentine?
No, I wouldn't want Sloth to be my Valentine, but I would still take the card and be like, that's nice, thank you, whatever. Because, you know, I'm not an asshole.
It's not being an asshole. I'm being honest. What would you have done?
And then I just gave told her hope. You, I would have kept the card.
And then gave her false hope.
Yeah, but when you're six, you're not thinking, oh, man, this girl wants
dreams.
To marry me now. That's when, like, you know, of
you know
course
what?
They start
and she's
asking.
Now setting up a 50 Shades of Grey club to go see that movie.
Look, I'll tell you how sensitive people are and how little things that you don't realize you're doing will affect their lives. I was with this girl. I was, like, in the eighth grade. And we were at some party. We were making out. It was some crazy stuff. And all of a sudden, I don't know what did it. And actually, someone had told me to basically say F you to her. And I didn't really. You know, I don't know why I did it, but I did it.
How old were you?
I was like 12 or 13 years old.
So you just went up to this poor girl, you're like, F you.
Yeah. And, you know, I was a kid, and I was a stupid kid, and I was impressionable, whatever it was. And then, you know, like, she didn't know what she did wrong, and it really apparently really affected her. And then I just kind of stopped talking to her. But as a kid, you know, I didn't think I was dating her. I was like a little kid, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I didn't know how that would, had no idea how it would affect somebody. So. Apparently, like a year later, she's not going to our school anymore. She's switched schools. And we thought, okay, well, she went to a different school. You know, and that was it. That was the end of that. I'm at a bar. I'm 23 years old. She walks in. I have a story before that, but this is what this is
how,
the first
how good does she look?
She's not bad. She was a beautiful. I mean, this girl was a beautiful girl. From the second grade, I thought she was beautiful. But you know, I mean, there are other beautiful girls too, and something did it to. I don't know. I remember this guy George. I'm not going to say his last name. Basically, prompted me to do it, and then there was something else that I can't remember why I did it. But anyway, so I see her. We're like 23 years old. She's married already. She's with her husband, and then she introduces me, and he's like, "Oh, so you're Spencer?"
Uh oh.
What? I come to find out that what I did. Basically dictated the course of her life.
Is she happily married?
I don't know. I don't know if she's happily married, whatever it is, but it kind of dictated the course of her life. And I forgot one story before that. So I meet up with her at about the age of 18. Believe it or not, we're in Studio 54. That's how old I am. And it was like the, obviously the early 80s. And we kind of like hook up a little bit. And I'm like, wow, this is really nice, you know, after all these years. And so we set up, she sets up this date with me. She's like, meet me here tomorrow night. Again, meet me outside. And I'm like, great. You know, I'm like, wow, this is a whole new thing. I'm standing there at the time she tells me to meet her. She walks out with like this West Point cadet.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
She walks right by me.
She was saying F you.
That was her way to get back at me. And I was just like, I had no idea what happened until I met her again and her husband when
you messed
when
her up.
Old. Whatever I did, and I didn't think it was that bad, messed her up.
Wow.
So I guess my story, the moral to the story is you have no idea how you screw people up when you're a kid. And the fact that you threw that card at her.
I threw it on the floor. I didn't throw it at her. And I said, I don't want it.
You might as well have thrown it at her.
I said, I don't want it.
It could have dictated so much of her life. You have no idea.
I hope she learned what rejection is like, because everybody needs rejection in life.
True.
You're not good enough to be with a nice looking little boy.
Yeah, I'm a handsome little boy, and I want nothing to do with you.
Right. And
sloth.
You're below the standards of someone like Andrew Zarian.
No, she was a weird girl. She was just weird. She was
and you were the
clingy
cool guy,
and
you know?
Weird. I wasn't a cool guy.
From 6 years old to now?
You know, to this day, I still feel bad about it. I think about this girl every once in a while, and she was, I'm telling you, a beautiful girl.
You're way better for a human being than me.
If I were to mention her name, like if people may even, like from my past, would call up and go, oh, my God. I mean, this girl was just incredible. And she liked me. Mm-hmm. And I screwed her over. And I think about that. And it wasn't even like we were like dating and all of a sudden I just, you know, I screwed somebody else. It was not even to that magnitude. But whatever it was, it affected her to the point where either she was embarrassed or she just didn't want to be around, you know, the same school. Completely changed the course of her life.
Listen,
think about that.
You know what I just realized?
Matt, if she stayed in the same high school, she might have been married to somebody else or gone to a different college. Who knows what her life would be like?
You think it totally, like, listen, who knows? But everybody has that in life. There's always something that, like, sticks with you. And
life, yeah.
I'll never forget this kid, Billy, spit on my shoes one time. For no reason. He just spit on my new sneakers. And I punched him. Mm-hmm. And that was it. He never did it again.
I came into the classroom. I was in the sixth grade or seventh grade, and there was a picture of a skeleton with my name on it on the chalkboard.
That's really fucked up.
You know what? I started lifting weights.
See?
Wow.
Changed my life.
Change your life. So that's all you need.
Hey, man. You know, I got it a lot when I was a kid, too, though. You know, because I was always a fat kid, and, you know, people would gang up on me, call me names.
Yeah, but they still do that now to you.
They do. It's just my life.
Well, that what happens.
Some people grow from it. Some people better themselves from it. And some people just crawl into a ball and wait.
Can I ask you guys a question? Just a little off. Have you ever been to Luke's Lobsters?
No, it sounds kind of appealing.
They have like 50 like locations in Manhattan. They're like all over Manhattan.
Never been. When did they open in Manhattan?
I have no idea, but this place looks like a godsend. I mean, just the most amazing lobster rolls I've ever seen in my life. How have I never been here?
You reminded me of my former friend Brian Monroe now. I'm very sad that he was going to block me. It's really bothering
me. He's not talking today. He's like totally no-selling you.
But he's no-selling me, and I'm a little hurt. I'm a little hurt. I thought Brian, you know, that we can get through something like this. So I'm going to get a glass of wine.
All right. We're going to wrap it up in about 15 minutes anyway.
You're wrapping it up?
Yeah, 15 minutes. I want to end it at 9:30. I'm really exhausted today. Oh,
man. That's a kick in the teeth, man. I came all the way from Westchester.
I don't care. I was going to cancel the show.
You should have. I would have stayed there.
I was really tired.
I would have stayed where I was.
Go ahead, Spence. No, he's going to go get wine.
Oh. Well, I was going to go and grab my soda.
Here, I got a Heineken here.
I was going to run to the
bathroom.
It's been
open since
2
o'clock this afternoon. This thing's been sitting here.
I'll bet.
Mm. Amazingly warm. Yeah, so we're not going out tomorrow night for dinner. We'll probably go to press.
Yeah.
I like the fact that I go there and I get just 2 pieces of grilled chicken. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Okay.
That's all I have. Today, I feel really guilty. Rich came and he brought me a slice of pizza.
That's cool.
And see, I always have to say a slice of pizza on the air.
Because people don't understand slice.
People don't understand
slice.
He brought me a slice of what? What else? What kind of slice would someone bring you? I used to get that all the time. So now it's engraved. So when I even explain, I'm like, oh, a slice of pizza. And people are like, why do you explain? Like,
right, yeah.
Like, that sounds weird. So now like I constantly have to say a slice of pizza. He brought me a slice and he got it from Luigi's, which I swear to you, it is the best pizza in the neighborhood.
Yeah, Luigi's has really good pizza. I dig it.
The best pizza in the neighborhood. Gigantic slice, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate that thing. It was like 600 freaking calories. You know how many calories is a slice of pizza?
I don't know.
It's insane.
Depends on the type of pizza.
Ron, I never get a slice either. Like last week, We order from Luigi's.
Uh-huh.
We ordered a pie.
Mm-hmm.
Sundays are our carb day. We load up on carbs. We got a pie, and then we got, like, specialty slices.
All right.
And just got another pie of eggplant.
Okay.
Mignon slice.
Okay.
And it was delicious.
Is it just eggplant, or is it eggplant with a goat?
No, it was...
Was it like a rollatini?
It was like a rollatini. Just, yeah, it was a rollatini.
With the rigotto? The...
I don't know if there was any rigotto there. I can't remember. It's possible.
Because they usually
yeah.
put it with the rigotto.
It was delicious. I mean, it was unbelievable. We ate two pies all day. That's what we ate.
It's funny. There's actually... The pizzeria by me is also called Luigi's, and they make it an awesome rigotto slice. Like, I had one yesterday, and it was huge. It was really good. Like, they make good pizza there.
There's nothing better. I'll trade in lobster rolls. I don't care if I ever have a good steak again. There's nothing better than a really good slice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not talking about order getting a pie. Let me just explain this to you. There's a difference in the quality of the pizza when you get a pie and when you get a slice.
Oh, absolutely.
A slice will always be better than the pie.
100%.
You know why? Because that was made already, and they're reheating it. When they reheat it, it does something. It gets a little crispy.
Right.
The cheese is a little softer.
Absolutely.
Pie has to sit out for a few minutes, a minimum, and then be reheated.
I would like to order it that way.
I love a pie right out of the oven. I love it when it's so hot that
the dough is soft.
No, you're absolutely right. The dough is soft. I love a crispy slice of pizza, but I also love that first slice from a fresh pie.
Oh, so Spence, going out with you. You and Kamala order your pizza well done.
Yes.
Okay. That does not exist here in New York.
It does.
Absolutely, it does. Three places. I said, can I have a little well done? They go, what do you mean? You want it burnt? I go, I want a little crispier. I want a little well done. And they looked at me like I was crazy.
Then they're crazy. Because that's actually a thing. I've gone to, like, my mother orders a pie, can you make it well done? Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
The people you're getting your pizza from must be crazy if they've never heard that before.
Pete's did it to me. But they're Greeks making pizza.
Exactly. What do you
think? Greek. I mean, a lot of pizza joints are Greek.
You know what's interesting? They all have a very similar taste and texture. All the Greek pizza. And I'm not saying they're bad. They're just very, you know, it's a Greek pizza.
They use more sauce than most of the Italians.
Do they?
I think so.
And I think they use gyro grease.
Yeah, they use gyro grease.
Well, I mean, that's the flavor. That's the grease
from under their hats. They're just dripping it on.
See, now you're being gross. That's disgusting.
It's weird.
Like the juice,
I went to Pete's. I went to Pete's and I was like, can I have it well done? They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I want a little well done.
I would have walked out.
This
was over the phone, or was this
in person? No, in person.
If I said
I was too drunk,
if they said to me, "What do you mean?" I'd be like, "Forget it. I'll go to VI Pizza."
Yeah, but they're not the same people either. They're Albanian or something. It's still good pizza though.
It's not the same. It's not.
No,
because they used to have a banging Sicilian slice.
I don't know if it's Sicilian.
I rarely get pizza by the slice.
Rarely gets pizza by the slice. He said he eats the whole pie. I don't get pizza by the slice either. I eat the entire pie. I get the entire pie.
There's a couple of places, but there's one place that actually does really good pizza by the slice, you know, New York style pizza. It's called Mulberry Pizza. There's a couple of them, one in Beverly Hills, one in Encino. There's two in Beverly Hills and one in Encino. It was originally owned by, who's the actress in Raging Bull?
Raging Bull. Oh, what the hell is her name? The woman who kind of sounds like this now.
Yeah.
She kind of sounds like Harvey
Kathy
Moriarty.
Moriarty, yeah.
Yeah. So she started the company and, you know, the play, and then it was bought out by somebody. But it really, you know, you go there, they have like the New York Post. It looks like an old school, like New York
restaurant.
And you sit there, and you can sit at on a stool, and you can order a really good slice. And I may get that tonight. Actually, it sounds good.
I really want pizza.
See, I said now. Jeez. Brian Monroe is in the car. He's driving up here.
Yeah.
See, I had pizza before I came here. My parents ordered pizza from Pizza Garden.
How do you? I've heard good stuff about them, and I've heard some really bad stuff.
I'm not a big fan of Pizza Garden. I've never been a big fan of Pizza Garden. Today, the pizza slice was a little bland. They were kind of skimpy on the mushroom and the onions. Like, they got mushroom and onions.
I hate the mushroom.
I did not realize that there was onions on it until I had, like, the last bite of the slice. The sauce was a little bland. You know, I'm not really a fan of calamari from pizzerias either. My parents got calamari. I was just like,
you know who does it really good? Pete's. They actually do the calamari really good.
Okay, but there's something about that place that, like, it's not even the food. Like, the times I've gone there, like, the people there are just such dicks sometimes. Like, they're just rude to their customers if you ask for something else or whatever. It's like, we went in there once. My buddy asked for two slices. I'm standing there thinking. I'm like, you know what? He puts my buddy's two slices in. I'm like, you know what? I'll take two slices too. Oh, you couldn't tell me when he asked? I'm like, I don't know what I wanted yet.
Yeah, give me a break.
Yeah, give me a break.
You know what I mean?
You're buying it from me. I'm buying it from you. Exactly. You're not buying it from me.
Well, you couldn't tell me. You know, they had a TV in there. My sister and her friends were at the next table, and I changed the channel just to mess with them. Guy comes over, grabs the remote out of my hand, puts the channel back, and slams it back on the table.
Where is this?
This is Pizza Garden. I mean, this is years ago, but, you know, the old man still works there. So,
Jesus. Did I ever tell you, I went to a place called, it used to be called Rosa Maria's Pizza on 66th Street and First Avenue. I was in the seventh grade. I don't know what I did, but all I know is that I went out. I went running out, and the pizza guy threw one of those metal napkin holders at me.
Oh my God!
Hit me in the shoulder.
Jerk!
I'll never forget.
There's nothing better than Manhattan pizza. I'll take a Manhattan greasy dollar slice over anything else.
Have you ever had Amore's in Flushing?
Amore's
in the Pathmark Shopping Center?
No.
You got to try their pizza.
I mean, I've heard all of them.
Like, there's
them.
There's Lucia's on Roosevelt by Main Street.
I don't go out that way. That's the poor area.
You're a jerk. I mean, I haven't been to Lucia's in a while, but they used to have, like, a really good slice.
No, the shittier the neighborhood, the better the Chinese food and the pizza.
I like a place that the pizza's always moving, so you're always getting a fresh slice.
See, I love having a fresh slice. I like it sitting a little bit.
No, of course, me too. I like a crispy slice of pizza. I do like a crispy slice of pizza, but I do love that first slice out of the oven, off a pie, you know?
I was thinking, you know, this is like, you know, the guys from Queens Network. It's a free-for-all. We should really stick to, like, New York-centric stuff.
We should. There was an article that I posted on Guys from Queens about the best pizzerias in Queens.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, and I didn't look through it.
Nobody liked it. Do you want me to go through it?
No.
Like, even though I despise New York at this point in my life, as far as, like, I would never want to live there, there is a lot of stuff that I miss. And the main thing is, honestly, it's the food. It's not the people.
Right.
It's not the boroughs.
Yeah, the people suck.
It's not the pain in the ass of living there. It is just the ability to just kind of walk down any block, especially Manhattan, and find a good pizzeria.
Yeah, but you're also like a Manhattanite, you know? Like, you think the boroughs are, like, weird.
Well, Manhattan is a borough.
No, Manhattan is, like, the center of the universe. And, like, Queens and Brooklyn, that's weird.
No, that's Bridge and Tunnel.
You know what's really funny? Someone else mentioned that the other day. They said Bridge and Tunnel. And I asked them, I'm like, you grew up in Manhattan, right? And they go, yeah. He's like, how did you know?
Yeah, because you guys are called Bridge and Tunnel people.
That's really funny. All right, so I'm going to go down this list. Rosa's Pizza and Pasta in Maspeth. Ever been there?
No.
Never been there. Pizza Garden is on the list of the best pizzerias.
Are you kidding me?
After you just spent...
It's got to be a mistake.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. No. That's why I didn't want to hear this list. Because if I hear something, if I hear a restaurant on there that I don't like, and it's on that list as one of the best... Come on, who wrote this list? Does the person who wrote this list actually even live in Queens?
I don't know.
Is this person from Queens, or is this just some person who comes to New York and says, you know what, I'm going to try a bunch of pizza? Because if they put Pizza Garden on that list, they must have been to a lot of other shitty pizzerias.
Look at this guy writes, this is for Pizza Garden, ready? Listen to this. Since the 1960s, Pizza Garden has been my neighborhood pizzeria joint. A family-operated business since day one, blah, 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 blah. If you see a hilarious bald guy who reminds you of David Lee Roth without his wig, that's Richie. He's the owner.
Yeah, see, I remember him. I remember him. I know, and I know who he's talking about. Yeah. I wouldn't say David Lee Roth. I would say Dee Snider.
Okay.
Do you know Lucia's Pizza in Flushing?
Lucia's Pizza?
That's what I said. I said Lucia's
Pizza.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Oh, you said Lucia's Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked Sicilian slice of Lucia's Pizza. Did I miss that?
I said the Sicilian from VI Pizza used to be really good.
The Sicilian slices in Lucia's Pizza was really good. I don't know if it's the same now.
Well, the Lucia's that I'm talking about was on, it's by Main Street on Roosevelt Avenue.
It's in Roosevelt and Flushing, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Glorious Pizza in Forest Hills.
Never had.
Brothers Pizza in Fresh Meadows. Same awning since the '60s. I think I've been there too.
I think I've been there.
Lucia's in Flushing is there.
All right.
Lucia's in Flushing is hands down one of the
absolutely,
best
absolutely. Because like I said, that's one of those places where like it's always moving. People are always buying slices. You're always getting a fresh slice.
It's a fresh slice.
I mean, you can't even really sit in there. There's like three seats.
Amore's in Flushing.
See, I know what I'm talking about, Spence.
Amore's VI Pizza in Bayside. And that's it. Yeah. That's all he has. I don't agree with a lot of these. I don't think VI Pizza is as good. I've had Amore's. I'm not crazy about Amore's.
Okay, what about Lucky's Pizza on Queens Plaza right by the train?
I don't know if that's still there. You're talking about.
Yeah, that place was good. That place was really good. I'm trying to think of other Queens places. There's a place in Woodside. It wasn't a Lucky's. It was, I can't remember. It was 30 years ago.
You know what's the best place to get a gyro? The guy in Astoria on 30th. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
The kebab guy. Mm-hmm. He just stands there. One of the best gyros and kebabs I've ever gotten was from this guy at like 4:30 in the morning in the middle of the summer. It was like 4:45, the middle of the summer. I was starving. We had just left the club. And we sat there and we ate our like shish kebabs and gyros and we watched the sun come up.
But you know what's interesting is like I grew up in Manhattan and I guess I'm a Manhattanite, but I was always attracted to like the outer borough chicks.
Yeah, because there's something going on there. They're a little loud, their hair's a little high, and their skirts are a little too short.
You're talking about Astoria. I mean, I thought the chicks in Astoria, like you go to a diner at 2 o'clock in the morning in Astoria, and they were like the hottest girls when we were kids.
They all dressed like hoos.
They were like
hoos, all of them. No, it's
when they had hairspray back in the day, and just they were all like a little over the top tacky, but very sexy.
I mean,
might be different than your day, obviously.
I want a girl that's 2 seconds away from telling me to go fuck myself all the time. That's what I like. You know, that's what I'm into. That's a very New York thing.
It is New York.
I don't think it's attractive anywhere else.
What, for a girl to tell you?
No, like, I don't think the rest of the world looks at Marissa Tomei's character from My Cousin Vinny and was like, yeah, that's a hot broad. I think most people look at her and be like, oh, what's wrong with her?
Oh, my God. Do people from New York really talk like that?
Yeah, some of them.
No, it's true. They do. I mean, if you ever heard anybody from Staten Island?
Well, that
there's no R's at the end of their words.
The half breeds over there,
and they're all orange now.
That's true.
That entire island was where we ship people with tuberculosis.
Are you serious, Spencer?
Like, are mentally ill? We just ship them all to Staten Island.
It's like Australia.
Yeah, it's like Australia. That's the equivalent of Australia.
Little
for New
Australia.
York. You know, there's only 500,000 people living in Staten Island, and it's like all woods. Like the entire thing, it's like land. Nobody lives there. There was no bridge until like the 50s, right?
It's a weird place. And I actually escaped to Staten Island, and that should be my name of my book.
After 9/11.
After 9/11, I lived on Staten Island in this lovely these people's basement. They gave us shelter for 3 days after 9/11. And we have a call. I don't know if you want to take a call.
All right, and then we'll end the show.
All right.
It's better be a high quality call.
We'll see. We will see. Hey, you're on the air. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Frankie from Brooklyn. What's up, Coco?
What's up? Hey, what's up, Frankie? How's it going, buddy?
What's up, kid?
Not much, man. Just doing the show. How are you?
Hey, driving. I'm on the highway driving, watching your show, about to fucking hit another car.
Now, most people would listen to it while they're driving.
No, this guy's watching. He's dedicated. He's a fan.
But you're watching it. You're actually...
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
He's a Coco fan.
back on the pizza subject really quick. I always think a pizza you can eat cold the next day is a great pizza.
That's actually a very...
That is true. Yeah. I definitely agree with that. Absolutely.
Now, I learned something about the Zarians, actually, is that, you know, they will actually eat pizza. Not just cold pizza, but pizza that's been sitting out on a counter the entire night.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea either.
That's a little disgusting.
Why? How is that disgusting? We just let it sit there. We grab it.
The bacteria content?
I've never...
Bacteria anyway, so it doesn't really make a difference.
Well, I mean, cheese is bacteria, but there's different types of bacteria, and there's more bacteria that are harmful bacteria that's growing on these slices. We have these drunken slices
like a
with
or anything like that.
we had like these. They ordered like his wife ordered like these pizzas with egg on it, and they were like leftover pizza with the egg on it, and they wake up the next morning, and they're eating the pizza. That's on the counter.
On the counter.
Egg on pizza?
I didn't eat. First of all, egg on a pizza. If you don't knock until you try
it. No,
you
got to
get
man.
You got to go to Storia and get a hangover pie.
See, that's another you got it. I don't got to do anything. I'm not going to have a pizza with eggs on it.
No.
I've had eggs with tomato sauce. I didn't like it.
No. Until you have it, don't knock it.
I like eggs with cheese, but I don't like eggs with
sauce.
I don't
make fun of your silly Italian dishes that I've never had.
Well, I'm just going to put you guys on to something real quick, and then I'm going to go.
Sure.
You guys have not had pizza until you've had pizza in Dominican Republic.
Did you guys have pizza in the Dominican Republic?
We did have pizza in the Dominican Republic.
And how awful was it?
It was like...
Was there like moss growing on?
No, it was like a little round Elio's pizza. Well,
no.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the pizza wanted to have sex with you, too. It was amazing. It was amazing. You really just wanted to fuck the pepperoni.
That's a full-service island, man. Even the pizza will fuck you.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. So,
you know, Coco the Maniac, he is awesome, and his name will always be remembered in Dominican Republic.
I would have paid money to see video of this.
Oh my god! He doesn't. No, I don't. I don't. I, tell
guys,
him.
I'm gonna go now. I'm gonna continue watching, but I have to drive now.
All right, man. Drive safe,
Frankie. Thank you for calling, man. I really appreciate it.
Listen, don't drive. Just listen to the show. Take it easy. Drive safe.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Take care, guys.
Take care, brother.
That poor guy. He went with you.
That was one of my buddies I went to Dominican Republic with. Yes.
That's awesome.
He's awesome. He's one of the coolest guys.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. He's called before.
Has he really?
I think so. He called once before. Holy crap. So wait a minute. Spence, you think it's weird? First of all, I get the egg thing. It may not be, some people may not like it, but it's actually really good, an egg on a pizza.
You know, it's like
they put an egg right in the center of the pie.
I don't get the whole, like...
Okay, that's fine if you're going to be a traditionalist.
No, dude.
Fine.
All right, look. I'm not even like one of those, well, if it ain't the way I like it, if it ain't the old way, then it's no way. No, I mean, look, there's certain things that, like, I feel like are just, like, trends that don't need to happen.
It's actually
like,
very good.
Like putting egg on a pizza, putting egg on a burger. I'm sorry.
It's very good.
I'm not about it. I'm not about that life, homie.
I hope Brian Monroe cuts you.
Well, Brian...
Because he agrees with me.
The only thing Brian Monroe is going to cut. What's that?
He just totally dissed us tonight. We asked him to call in. I was very, you know, like I told him how I was concerned that he was going to block me. He doesn't give a shit.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't care about me. He doesn't care about you.
But that's the thing, though, Spencer. The difference between me, you, and Andrew is I don't care if he doesn't care about me. So.
Can we talk about the pizza left over on the counter? It's fine. It doesn't need to be refrigerated immediately. I've been doing that my whole life. I've never gotten sick from it.
Yeah, me neither.
It stays there, and then you eat it.
I've done it.
You've done it?
Yeah.
Spence, you know how many hours it's sitting at the counter at a pizzeria when you get a slice?
That's true, too.
It really depends on the pizzeria you go to.
Most places, it's sitting there for a couple hours.
Not a Lucia's. No way.
I like a leftover pizza. I like it left over. I like it sitting there. You know what?
I like it sitting there for at least 20 minutes and then reheated.
Combe also yelled at me for that. When we had that drunken night, we had no place to get food, so I took him to Domino's. Because there was no other place. It was like 2:30 in the morning. Actually, he's calling right now. Look at that. I'm going to take this. Call him. You're on the air.
So you're talking about leftover pizza. Do you remember the conversation we had about
I was just getting into this right now. So you go
Spencer,
ahead and tell
him. He buys pizza. We buy pizza, I would say 1, 2 a.m., probably 2 a.m. We eat it. He leaves it in his bedroom on the countertop. And then the next day around 11 o'clock, I come in and he's like, you want some pizza? And I was like, what are you, out of your mind?
And they eat it. It's like a Zarian thing. And his wife doesn't eat it.
What culture are you from? Who does that?
What was I supposed to do? Throw it away? I ate it all night, Cone.
Put it in the refrigerator.
No, you don't have to.
You live like it's medieval time.
You don't have to. I was running the air conditioner. It was cold all night.
But that's the thing, though. If it's in your room, that's one thing. I mean, I don't know, man. Like I said, I've done it.
I was high. I was drunk. I didn't want to take it downstairs. It's in the box. My air conditioner run. My freaking house is 40 below zero.
Freezing. Like I said, I've done that. I've never had it in my bedroom and then ate it later, you know?
It was in bed with me.
If it was like on the counter, like in the kitchen, top of the stove.
One of
the
boxes was in bed with me. Cone went down to bed. I slept with it because we were hanging out in my bedroom because we didn't have the AC hooked up here. He had it in his room because we don't have central AC because we're bridge and tunnel people.
That's true. But the truth is our house is kind of like a meat locker anyway.
Oh,
kind of we're, you know, like Paulie's meat locker where Rocky works.
Yeah. It's always enough to freeze everything.
It's insane.
There's nothing wrong with that. First of all, it was Domino's. That thing is like, there's so much salt on that thing. You could preserve it for years.
I'll tell you one thing.
There's a lot of salt.
One thing that you leave in a bag, in its box, on your in any room in the house, and eat it the next day without it being refrigerated, White Castle.
You know what? I was just about to go with that. You know,
White Castle burger.
He went. First of all,
you did go.
I actually got really mad at him. I told him, I'm like, listen, I don't want to take you to White Castle.
Yeah,
you're gonna regret it.
You are gonna regret it because I really wanted to be there. You're gonna see your first bite into those little tasty burgers.
He had it. And he bought four of them.
That's
ate one and a half, and he was about to vomit.
No.
He said it was the most disgusting thing he's ever had, and I was absolutely right.
It really depends. It depends on which one you go to, because there's two types of White Castles. One tastes like a dish rag.
Yeah,
it has that weird steam taste.
Yeah, that's what this was.
It tasted just like the ones you get from the freezer department is what I ate.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's why the ones in the freezer department are awesome to buy. No.
Who
the hell told you that it would be different?
Milkshake was very good, though.
The milkshake was
good. The milkshake isn't a milkshake. It's a big cup of ice cream. Let's not fool anybody here. You pop a vein in your forehead trying to drink that through a straw.
White Castle's disgusting. Like, I never
understood. White Castle is the were you drunk when you got it?
No.
That's why. You got to get drunk first.
No.
Who the hell told
so
you
bad.
It was okay to eat that when you're not drunk?
First of all, he wouldn't take me when I was drunk to go get it.
I would refuse to take him.
Huh?
I refused to take them because I knew how it would end up.
Look,
so I actually walked there in by myself.
When's WrestleMania?
March, April.
Because I'm guessing that's the next time he's going to be around here.
Probably.
Most likely.
So we're going to get drunk and we're going to go to White Castle. We're going to try it again.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
No.
I don't know if I can.
I think you can.
No. It was so bad. It was disgusting. There's nothing good about White Castle. And then, you know, he was yelling. He's like, I can't believe I came all the way up to New York the first time and we were hungry and you took me to Domino's. I'm like, dude, it's either Domino's or White Castle at 2 in the morning. Where else am I going to go? There's no place else. There's no McDonald's. I wasn't going to drive. I mean, I could have driven to Burger King, but I wasn't going to drive. So we went to Domino's. That was the right call, wasn't it?
I mean, at the time, yes.
And then I got into a fight with that weird woman. Comes in
no,
a corner.
I called just because you guys were talking about food, and I totally agree. That is the best thing of New York. I brought home bagels.
Oh, yeah. Jess took you to get bagels at like 6 in the morning.
Listen, I'm born and bred, born in Brooklyn, raised in Manhattan. I have to tell you that, I mean, as an adult, as a knowing, learned person, there's no way that I would ever live in that crazy city.
No way.
When you're born there, it's different. You're used to it. You know, you think this is the way. I mean, to bring up children there, it's insane. You know, the only good thing about that, the only thing about growing up in New York was that I had a lot of freedom. Because you had public transportation, you had a bicycle, and you can basically go anywhere as a kid. So you can go to parties. You didn't have to depend on your parents to take you around to do things. So that was cool.
Yeah, you could be a street kid. I mean,
I was a latchkey kid. I was out. I mean, I would not go home until I had to go home. And sometimes, you know, initially, like when I was really young, it was like you had to be home by dark. But sometimes, man, I never wanted to be in that crazy house. But I was out, like, it was insane. Out taking the subway, 9 years old, going to Yankee Stadium. But it's a different world now.
It's a different time, man.
Yeah.
All right, we got to wrap it up. I'm exhausted.
Oh. All right, I'm leaving. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Colm. Thanks,
take care, Colm.
So he doesn't do the pizza. You do the pizza on the counter. Come on.
I could do it.
You could do it. Okay.
Like, I left. When I left, my mother said there was one slice of pizza left. She's like, I'm going to leave this here in case you want it when you come home. And it was a slice of pizza on a plate on the counter.
From what time?
I don't know. Right before I left, like 7:20.
7 o'clock. Okay.
So I could go back and it might still be on the counter. And I would still eat it if I wanted it.
I don't let things go to a waste.
Way you said that, I don't let things go to a waste.
Wait. It's going to a waste.
Well, it's
going
to go to your waste.
It's going to go to my waste. All right, let's wrap it up. Go to website, gfknetwork.com. Subscribe to us, follow us, wherever our podcasts are available.
And eat White Castle drunk.
Don't eat White Castle. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye for now.